Welcome to Disney Nation!
LL Cool J shares the telltale sign his daughter's boyfriends weren't the one.
And Taylor Swift fans warned Joe Alwyn to count his days, we'll explain.
Ooh, honey, and joining us today is radio and TV personality, Sasha the Diva.
Hello, everybody. I'm so glad to be with you guys at the dish. Jesse, what you got, boo-boo?
All right, y'all. Well, Sasha, it looks like Lotto and Ice Spice want some of that attention Nicki Minaj and Megan got because there might be some beef between them now. Well, adding to the alleged beef, Lotto recently filmed a music video in the Bronx where Ice is from. Ice Spice also confirmed that her latest single, Thank You to Bleep, You Ain't Even the Fart, is a diss track aimed at Lotto. And then for the cover art for Lotto's new single, Sunday Service, she features Ice Spice's face in the background with her eyes crossed out, along with other female rappers who she doesn't have beef with, by the way. Y'all think this is just a marketing ploy on Lotto's part? Like, what do y'all think about this? I look at the video.
It's pretty smart because, like, when you include everybody, it gives everybody a reason to talk. Right.
Yeah.
So, like, people that you may have beef with, even some classic people. You know she don't got no smoke with Missy Elliott?
I don't understand why they have beef.
Yeah. I'm upset that she didn't have Brad in those pictures. Where was Brad?
Nobody wants beef with Brad.
She didn't want to put Brad on that.
Any type of misunderstanding. Okay. Like, you're really like,
take no chances.
Brad, I think that's why Brad's not here today.
Exactly.
Just to go see about it.
But I would go for Ice Spice. Isn't that the one with the red hair?
Yeah.
But she's more marketable. That's who we know. Honey, I look at her look like Ragged Ann, so that's who you would go with.
You know Annie? You know Lil Annie more than Lotto?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Ice Spice and Lotto, it sounds like my sister's Starbucks order.
Well, LL Cool J says, I'm gonna knock you out. To his daughter's boyfriends. All right, so in a new interview, LL, who is a dad to three adult daughters, opened up about knowing the telltale signs that his daughter's boyfriends weren't right for them. Now, he said, yeah, I had some moments with some boyfriends that had given me awkward handshakes, and I've seen the bottom lip with the tremor, you know what I mean? Saying that's a giveaway. When we see the tremor lip, how you gonna handle the world if you tremor lip next to me, B? You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, here's the thing.
I would be nervous to meet LL Cool J. Like, this is Mr. I'm gonna knock you out, though. Like, come on.
But that's any dad with his daughters. When you're meeting a dad for the first time, the respect, you want him to like you, my lip would be trembling, too. Yeah. So I understand it.
Do you men have that growing up, like a handshake class growing up? Like,
I did. My dad was real specific about it. When I hit that age where I started to take girls out, he was like, there are some very specific rules that I don't want you messing up. And one of them was like, always, if I did not walk her to the door, like I'd walk to the door to pick her up because we'd going out in my car, it's back in the day. But then whenever it's time to drop her off, I would never leave until I saw her in the house. And anytime her dad came around, it was like, yes, sir, looking him in the eyes, shake his hand firm, and like hold your ground. Because the last thing you want to do is be scared as well.
Exactly. Did your daddy teach you that?
Yeah, but like it was also like my stepdad who gave me more of those jewels. Like always be a man about yourself, firm handshakes and whatnot. And it truly resonates and goes a long way because you've ever been in a situation where someone gave you that flimsy finger kick.
And it's nasty.
It feels gross.
Yeah, nasty. And what about you, Gary?
Did your daddy teach you how to meet the woman?
He didn't have that problem.
What happened?
Why?
He knew it wasn't going to happen. Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
that's how that went.
Okay, all right, moving on. The Swifties are at it again. Since Taylor Swift revealed on the Grammy stage that she has a new album coming out this April, fans are ready to cancel her ex-boo, Joe Alwyn. You know how we do Taylor's exes. The track list from her upcoming album titled The Tortured Poets Department. Y'all, Taylor is vicious
at naming things.
She's got her fans agreeing that this album is all about her breakup with Joe. First of all, fans discovered the title is very close to a chat group Joe mentioned having with some friends in an interview called The Tortured Man Club.
Wow.
She's about to burn this man to the ground.
Wow.
With song titles like So Long, London, My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, I Can Fix Him, No Really I Can, and my personal favorite, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Now she's talking about his...
That's what I was thinking.
It's about to be a rough spring for Joe Alwyn. One fan even tweeted out that Joe better count his days, and another stated that all of Taylor's songs are bad for Joe.
Oh, honey, but again,
why are we always talking about the you know, that,
yeah, but that was
why
the thing she's
there?
Talking about. But honey, wait till Travis get her, baby.
I'm telling you.
Wait till he get her and go back to Keisha.
Okay.
She's gonna be really right.
Travis Kelce gonna learn the hard way, cause we not gonna act like Taylor not gonna be talking about his deflated balls after she's done with him.
She got song titles like Flag on the Player.
Okay.
The Man Who Fumbled Me.
Okay.
Loose End.
Deflate Gate.
Right.
So go ahead on, girl.
Good luck to you, Travis, to you and your fave.
Jesse, you write songs. You ever wrote a song about an ex?
No, actually.
You're not.
I don't acknowledge my exes.
Cause right, girl, you just moved
on.
Why are we talking about that?
I'm nobody's ex. So.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, I'm nobody's ex.
She erases them. From Never happened.
Correct.
The little Men in Black flash.
Yeah.
One.
We're done. Well, there is nothing small about this news right here. And Gary, you're gonna love this, child. So it seems like Drake's alleged eggplant has broken the internet, child. So there's a video floating around on X of a man who looks like Drizzy holding his long and strong missile. Mm. Mm-hmm. Now, the streets cannot confirm if this is Drake's manhood. So his friend online streamer, Adam Ross, sent him a voicemail via DM. And Drake's reply has us all looking like, what?
Blessed to be number one, but you're also blessed to have a missile. I said it.
Bro, we literally.
I said it to... Oh, he just texted me. He put like 8 laughing emojis.
My thing though, can I ask y'all a question?
Why?
When the eggplant hit the internet waves, it was very interesting to me to see men so
talking
fascinated
about it.
By another man's missile like
this. Yes.
Do y'all have any thoughts on
that? XD's on the stage.
Yeah, so hit crack. So if you saw a missile, I mean.
Here's the thing, man.
I'm just like.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I got jumped yesterday, right?
Oh, no.
Because, like, on Twitter, I saw Drake's name trending.
Okay.
And I'm like, he done dropped a new joint. Mm. Only to find out he dropped his joint. And then you get trapped and it's like, because like growing up as a young man, you know, teenager, the last thing you want to do is get caught playing for the Yankees.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, they caught him playing for the Yankees.
Right.
And by then you've watched it twice,
right.
3 times, and you're hanging out with Gary.
No, y'all knew y'all was not watching, honey. Stop playing crazy.
I did not.
Caught on Twitter. I know. I haven't seen the video.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like glad that I haven't.
You're gonna see it, Tanner.
Bless up. How do we know? Like, do you see his face? What makes you think this is Drake?
A
little
bit.
You see his braids, and you see, like, his side profile. Like, you see it from the front, but, like, his phone, he has his phone in the mirror, and he's doing it in the mirror.
But no, but, so he's naked.
Yeah, but just everybody said his bed. You can tell that's his bed.
You
see the bed, but they said you can tell that's his bed.
Yeah, I thought someone snuck in and, like, filmed him.
No.
Because I only watched it twice.
He was sitting there probably.
Gary,
it's a 4-second clip.
Yeah, but
it's that quick, huh?
I'm sure there's a longer clip somewhere. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Does he champagne poppy at the end?
Yeah.
Does he? Is that
there's no champagne popping at the end. No,
I wasn't impressed, popping. Though, to be honest with you. So I'm just gonna be honest.
Okay, because you seem bigger,
let's move on,
right?
Let's move on.
Anyway, y'all. Up next, honey, Charlie Brown's friend Franklin, y'all, finally gets his peanuts for Black History Month. Sounds yummy? Right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now, this month, we're celebrating Black icons, of course. And in this segment, we're going to be honoring Franklin, the little Black boy from Peanuts, a.k.a. Charlie Brown and Friends. Y'all, after years of sitting at that segregated table on the side all by himself, he has finally been given the flowers he rightly deserves with his own origin special title, Snoopy Presents Welcome Home Franklin. Check out this trailer.
The big soapbox derby race is coming to town. The winning team gets a trophy and free pizza for a whole year.
What do you think, Charlie Brown? Partners?
Partners. Hey, Franklin, what kind of music do you like?
The godfather of soul, James Brown.
Perry.
You're not related, are you?
I don't believe so.
And you know what? If it wasn't Black History Month, I would feel sorry for Tanner. Sit with all y'all.
At least
Tanner.
He sits with us. That, yo, February is my favorite month of the year.
Period,
I love it. There's no place I'd rather be.
But how do we feel about Franklin finally getting his peanuts? I mean, it took a long.
And we need some more Franklins on Charlie Brown.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what? During Black History Month, we want to salute Franklin for finally getting his peanuts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. So anyway, y'all, I want to honor more black excellence. Honey. Now, my niece, darling, and everyone's sister, Miss Jessie Woo Woo Woo, honey, has a new single coming out this Friday called Do For Do.
Hey.
Featuring Scales. Mm-hmm. So what is he doing for do?
Do for do is like a saying down in Trinidad or in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like do for do, like you do me, I do you.
Oh,
oh.
Yeah. In what way are we doing each other?
You know what way now.
Although y'all, honey, it's not Friday yet, but honey, we love a good tea. So y'all, let's just take a listen, honey, to this snippet.
Do for do, catch my vibe, swing it on the left for you.
Yo, Jessie, why are you so shiny?
If you need someone extra in the video,
yeah!
I can move that body, girl.
Excuse me. We are her extras, honey.
That's true.
Okay.
We her backup, honey.
What would y'all do for me to be in my video?
Ooh, let's see.
Do for do, honey. You do me, I do you.
All right, y'all. It is time for Pick Your Steals.
And first up, we've got the perfect addition to any home. It's this Brookstone solar power decorative light. It has a smart light sensor and has weather-resistant frame.
And the auto off at day and on at night feature keeps the usage low while still providing the aesthetic you want for your home.
It's suitable for decks, stairs, walls, patios, and more.
And comes in the colors, acrylic, and brown. Mm. So, Tana, tell us how much.
Well, Gary, they usually could go for a whopping $118.99.
Wow.
But today, we've got them for you for a good old steal price of just $29.95.
Yes. Ooh, yes, I love that. Okay, y'all, up next, we've got this Just Mix portable mixer.
It is great, whether you're trying to get your gains like me and you want a quick protein shake or a smoothie, this all-in-one shaker bottle and portable blender is here for your own on-the-go lifestyle.
It's so easy to use, and if you're worried about leaks, don't be. The innovative cap features a thickened 360 sealing ring.
And to make things even better, a straw and a cleaning brush are included, so you can just sip and clean with ease.
That's right, so get ready to blend, shake, and stir your favorites with the stylish color options of black, white, pink, or blue. So Jessie, how much money, yo? Because I need one today.
Ooh, okay, HK. Usually these will go for $118.99. But today we got you for $29.95. So which deal are y'all going with?
Mm. Ooh, this is hard to beat. It is hard to beat this blender.
I'm doing this.
I'm going to drink. I'm doing this.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the light thing. I like to see at night.
Oh. All right, for details on how to get your steal, just scan this code right here or go to pickyoursteals.com. You got it? This code right here. But hurry up before these run out. And we got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. This next story is the epitome of white smoke. Now,
oh.
Oh, God.
Why?
White smoke.
They come from baboof. White smoke's what they used to call me back in high school. Okay, back in the day. They didn't. I made that up. Okay, in the day, the hit show Charmed starred Shannon Doherty and Holly Marie Combs and Alyssa Milano. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, after the third season, Shannon left the show and she was replaced by Rose McGowan. Okay. So back in December, while talking to Holly on her podcast, Shannon claimed that she did not want to leave the show, but that Alyssa got her fired.
Mm.
Well, Alyssa recently clapped back saying she did not have the power to get anyone fired, who is the boss indeed. A couple days later, at a Charmed discussion panel that excluded Alyssa, Shannon stood by her claims, and then Holly hopped on IG. Jessie, do you want to tell us what she said?
Mm-hmm, sure can. Alyssa essentially called Shannon and I liars. I'm a little shocked and a little disappointed, especially by the things she posted while texting me simultaneously words to the contrary.
Ooh. Then Rose McGowan entered the chat accusing Alyssa of, quote, character assassination and targeted reputation smearing because of narcissistic pathological jealousy.
Let me tell you something. One thing about white women, when they want to tear you down, they're going to use some long words, okay?
Yes, baby.
They're going to use some long words.
Rose got all the syllables out and put them to work.
But yo, sometimes people could go as far as icing their own steps.
Yeah.
Because like Shannon Doherty, like notoriously was apparently an issue on 90210 as well. Mm. So you bring that same energy to a new show, of course somebody gonna get in a huddle and be like, yo, she got to go.
And just think though, y'all, 25 years from now, what they gonna be saying about Dish Nation?
Yeah.
Did y'all, get along?
Yeah, we love each other here. Yeah. We all love each other here.
He said 90.
Me and Gary just fake it for TV. every day it's something.
Those behind the scenes and off the scenes are great.
We are a family.
All his life, he had to fight.
Okay.
All right, now, I definitely didn't see Dish coming. Now, recently, a woman named Carolina Shino made headlines when she was crowned Miss Japan 2024. Konnichiwa. Because it's the first time someone of mostly European heritage has taken the title. Now, Carolina is 26, claimed that she's Japanese because she lived in Japan since she was 5 years old, speaks fluent Japanese, and became a naturalized citizen in 2022. But there's more scandal. Now, Carolina just stepped down and gave up her title after being accused of having an affair with the married man. And the pageant says that they won't name a replacement and the position will remain unfulfilled until next year.
That's so messed up.
Well, she was trying to be a geisha. She was really trying to, like, lean into that Japanese energy.
Look at this woman. What part of this woman tells you Japan?
Nothing.
That is a white woman.
Nothing.
Rachel Dolezal said she was black.
Okay, and she scammed us. She was a scam. She was a liar.
Well, apparently Rachel Dolezal
walked so a lot of people could fly because she identified as black. And now it's accepted in a lot of other different things.
If I identify as a white woman right now, am I going to pass?
Yeah.
Put this on me?
I'm not the committee.
But I guess it all don't matter anyway because she messed with a married man and she done stepped down.
And period. Yeah. And see how the ancestors work?
You see
Japanese ancestors
were
like, no, we're going to get you some way, somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Bye-bye.
Close your legs to married men.
Yes, please. Oh. Up next, we've got a story that just might blow your wig off. What y'all trying to say?
Ooh, okay. Oh,
details after the break.
Took my wig,
child. They're trying to talk about that.
Dish Nation. All right, y'all, honey. So now this next one made me say, what the fashion? So at his spring-summer 2024 show, Marc Jacobs featured models looking like paper dolls, honey. They entered through a larger-than-life folding table and chairs wearing enormous hair and oversized clothes. Y'all, check this out. Ooh, that's cute.
Okay, that's
all right.
Cute. To each his own.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I like.
Sometimes you look at these models and you can tell they're like really excited to be there, and then sometimes it looks like walking is a chore. Mm-hmm. You know?
Honey, in them heels.
Yeah.
So do y'all like this paper doll to you? I mean, do you like it, honey? Or is it just morning and just after when you just woke up?
I like
up
the hair, actually.
It's great gowns.
It's
great
fabulous, bitch. I don't care what y'all say, honey. I
said great gowns.
Would you wear it, Gary?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I would wear it.
How do you even get your hair to maintain that level
of... It's called a wig.
Oh, really?
It's got to be a wig. Yeah, it's got to be a wig.
Oh, they put extensions in. They tease it up a little. Mm. That hairspray.
Mm.
Ooh, or it's a wig, and everybody wears extensions. Everybody.
Mm. I'm telling you, women are the real charmed.
Absolutely.
Because, like, the witchcraft that goes into, like, you know, like, making your hair look weird, like, I never could know the difference.
Would y'all rock these fashions?
No, absolutely.
Those are gowns,
man. Absolutely not. I do me, but it's cute for her, and plus I'm not a size zero, so that doesn't work
for
me.
They got it for big girls.
Wait, okay, hold up, Gary.
She ain't what big.
Is, I mean, for me, them girls.
Yeah.
I'm for lumps, boo.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Yes.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.